shit talking session. I have a little list here
of
all the people I wanted to fucking take down, and I got that out of my system. That way, I don't have to air it on the podcast. And
they're gonna get mad at us. That's the content people want.
Maybe that's a tease, Adam.
Yeah,
a little broadcasting.
Maybe you
trick.
Don't know how to play the audience.
Yeah,
like I do, a little fucking marionette.
The clown prince strikes again.
They call me Strike Zone.
When was the last time anyone has done a marionette show? Like, do people still go and watch people do puppetry?
Yeah, I mean, there's people that go to fucking like elementary schools and do that shit all the time.
Oh, I guess that's true. But that didn't that used to be like grown? I guess that's before.
Yeah, like TV. In the old West, people would go like watch a marionette show.
In Japan, they do that.
Actually,
do
you know what? Hey, when I was a little kid,
I'm thinking of where the strings are. They tie the woman's hands behind her back. And
what's
they all
the
come
classic
with
like?
Oh,
what's
right.
the classic? That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the marionette show about? Like where a guy just beats his wife, Punch and Judy. Is that
Judy Punch? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's
just
bar.
A guy like just
yeah,
beating,
that's a bit
beating his
that
wife.
His wife like asks like, for help or
people are like this is
nicely.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
This is gold.
Well, there's actually I would when I was a little kid and I went to Greece once. They had a shadow puppetry thing. This thing called Karagiozi, and it was just like some fucking. I think it was very racist. And
no,
it was
that's just
like,
television in Greece.
Yeah, yeah.
They do Mad Men like that.
But it's like 2D things that they fucking and it's just every character is racist and you know they make fun of Jews. Oh yeah. There's a Jew character. Damn, I'm gonna look this up.
What is that he Palestinian children's show where they had Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, they have.
They don't like respect copyrights in Palestine.
Yeah, no, they like.
Which is the only problem I have with Palestine.
They use that for
they don't
Zionist
respect
propaganda.
Intellectual property. Look, if you live in Gaza and you're stealing our podcast,
yeah.
I hope you get fucking bulldozed.
There's like a suicide bomber Elmo.
I hope you end up in some fucking caterpillar treads. In fact, I'm gonna make a toast for my soda stream to your podcast stealing death.
Let's break out the Sabra, boys.
Yeah, yeah. I disagree with all that. I'm bondage divest fully.
Well, you know,
I keep saying bondage divest. I'm boycott divest.
Oh yeah, that bondage. Was an accident and not a bit. That you
no, I did it accidentally the other day, and
no,
my friend was like, "Oh, he's just doing a bit," and I was like, "Yeah, I was."
BDSM is that your bit? BDSM.
So you did it by accident yesterday, and now you're repeating it as a bit.
No, I legitimately did it.
No,
by accident.
Yesterday
yeah.
you did
no,
it by
yeah,
accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're
no,
repeating
and
the
with
accident.
Plausible. Now you have plausible deniability. You think you have plausible?
No,
deniability
I just keep saying it
for a bit that's bombing.
Bondage sounds pretty bad, you know.
You know, it
sounds...
would be pretty good if I had said BDSM. If I had done a BDSM joke,
yeah.
it would have gone over well.
Yeah, it's
because
true.
I've got that timing.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Saw a funny
they call
thing,
me the
guys.
Timist.
Oh hell yeah!
Today
dude.
I didn't mention it before because I wanted to do it on the pod, but I saw one of those guys on one of those one wheel hoverboards,
yeah.
like the gyroscope hoverboard. And I was walking my dog. He just hoverboarded past me, and he was on the phone on like a Bluetooth headset. And the one thing I caught him say was like. Nah, but seriously, I would like to secure permanent employment. Just as he was like zooming through the, it was so funny.
Oh, you can only buy those with EBT cards.
Yeah. No,
I'm
am
tired of welfare
in
queens with their fucking unicycles.
It was
electric unicycles.
They're getting the little clown cars. They're all getting in them all at once to drive to the fucking fur store. To buy Cristal.
Well, it was funny when those came out, the hoverboards or whatever. You're like, who are these for? And then after a week, you're like, oh, that's who. And then they immediately banned them on the train. You imagine if white businessmen were riding those, and the MTA would be like, please, here's parking for your hoverboard on the train.
They take out the fucking. They take out the handicap seats to make racks to have them on.
I've been listening to the Brian Lehrer show on NPR. Do you guys ever listen to that?
Bitch,
I already listened to all of them years ago. So,
but no. But
I actually
I only listen on Fridays because De Blasio comes on every Friday, and they let anyone call in and ask him questions.
I call him De Blah Blah Blah.
Oh
yeah, people just yell at him on Fridays. It's so funny. People are like. like, Mayor de Blasio, maybe you should stop having a black wife and make the trains work. They're like, all right, we're going to take another call. Yeah,
they do make a good point.
It's so good.
It does. Why do the trains suck so much dick here, dude?
Is it Cuomo's fault? I don't get it.
People, you guys want me to drop some real train knowledge?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Hit us that wasn't with even a setup, but go ahead.
Hit us with it.
All right, I'm going to go. Yeah, we could all leave for the next 40 minutes, and yeah. This podcast would be do fine.
Well, the thing is that the trains in New York City are electrically switched instead of electronically switched, which means that they don't know where the fucking trains are or which train is which once they leave the station.
Oh, wait, isn't it some? Like half the lines? Cause some
of them they've upgraded.
Right.
But the way the tracks were all laid out is they had to do it, like, you know, 100 years ago, where the current goes through the train, and then they can tell if a certain section of track is occupied, but they can't tell which train it is or how fast it's going.
Gotcha.
So they always have to have, like, a 1,000 feet difference or distance between each train,
because
that's just how the system is set up. So you don't have the possibility of making trains run faster than, I think, at max, like, every 5 minutes or whatever. If once they're going at a certain speed.
Well, how much would it cost to get them upgraded?
More than just completely rebuilding the entire... Yeah.
Damn.
To
also, aren't the letter trains and number trains a different width?
No.
The letter trains are wider than the number trains, so you can't...
Yeah, but the track width,
is different.
There's different rolling stock for the different lines, because they used to be two private companies.
Yeah, that's why.
It's like renovating a house. Like, if you had a bare piece of land, it would be easier to just build a new house there than to take some fucked up old house and restore it.
Right.
And that's with Hurricane Sandy and shit, I mean, that caused so much fucking damage.
Yeah.
But then it's also, like, the MTA is just a fucking mess with, like, tons of bureaucratic problems.
Right. Yeah, I want those clean Japanese-Korean trains, dude.
Yeah, they
you
just
go into
shove
that
you
fucking
in there.
Place and, like, everything's nice and fucking, you know, orderly. I mean, it seems like they grope, but other than that...
Yeah, there's a lot of gropes.
You know, other than that, I feel like everything's robotic. They might even have, like, a
what
little
I
robot
want,
that sucks
what
your
I want,
dick.
A step up from the hoverboard, is part of my Amazon Prime membership. I can hit a button on my phone, and then a drone comes and grabs onto my skull with, like, a plunger type of device. And just,
like, an Inspector
lifts
Gadget,
me into
yeah.
the air yes. and flies me to Manhattan.
Oh, that's good. Damn, dude, I want a little jetpack. How far away are we from jetpack technology?
I think it's
already
there.
We have jetpacks.
But, like, for personal use.
They already have jetpacks for personal use.
That I'm clear.
What do you think? There's only a jetpack for the president?
Yeah, actually, yes. That is what I think.
You're not allowed to fly drones in New York City, though. It's like...
What do you mean?
Mega against the law.
It happens all the time.
I know it happens all the time, but yeah.
In the park.
I had a friend that got almost arrested because he was in Prospect Park flying his drone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I want a fucking personal jetpack, and I want a fucking jetpack everywhere I go.
Yeah, it would be funny to see you up there.
Because I'm such a lithe athlete.
There goes stuff.
Dude, yeah, I actually...
With your girlfriend on the back of the jetpack.
I would love that. But I don't have a girlfriend.
I think you should be encased in one of those hamster balls.
Like a bubble boy situation?
Yeah. I would actually legit love that. If you can make the ball go a little faster... If it could be like an electric bike, you know, where it's like you pedal, but
like
it helps you.
Like one of those motorcycle cages?
Yeah, dude. That and I'm running, but I'm going fast as shit. I'm running my normal pace, which is like, you know, 5 miles an hour. But then it goes, it bumps me up to 20.
The motorcycle cage has to be the dumbest of the circus attractions.
Yeah.
Because it's
barely the circus.
There's no athleticism there. It's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That feels way more like fucking monster truck rally shit than the circus.
Monster trucks are fucking cool.
Yes.
Because they have to spend a shit ton of money on those trucks.
Yeah,
and then they just break them. Like, every monster truck rally, there's a truck that, like, well, yeah, that one's fucked. The axle snapped off and the engine exploded, so... That'll be another $70,000 fixing that part of the truck.
But who cares, baby? As long as there's hillbillies trying to fucking win back their son's love, the fucking monster truck rally will be in business.
Dude, that's a huge business.
I know. What's,
the story of monster trucks is insane. It was like just one fucking retard that had a pickup truck, an F-150, and he's like, oh, well, I'll put bigger tires on it, and then put even bigger tires on it, and then I thought, well, what if I put
even bigger tires on it. And then the tires got big enough, people want to come see the truck. And so then I thought, well, hold on now. I got this truck with big tires. If I put even bigger tires on it until more and more people come, and that was his business plan, and the tires just got bigger and bigger.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and then, you know, like people
then
would just
jump cars.
Yeah, people would come and they would be like, can you destroy my car with your beautiful truck? And then he would drive
it
over.
It would be an honor, sir, you to fucking destroy my gay ass Chevy Caprice.
My daughter just turned 27 and she still is unmarried, and a rumor has it around town she fucked one of the black guys, works at a gas station, so we're gonna put her in my old Caprice and lock the doors, and I want you to take Bigfoot and crush her to death in it, so my family can have honor again.
Yeah, that's fucking that's an honor killing. Yeah,
and that's the story of Monster Truck. Yeah, it was actually no. How it started was there is a little known law in Louisiana that it's actually okay to molest children if you're 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, it was originally
but only 15 to 17 feet.
Well, it,
and then
I thought
above
it was originally,
that, above that, it's illegal again.
It's international airspace.
It's called the one and a half story law.
Yeah.
And it dates back to colonial times.
Right.
When
the richest
the mayor was a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a hot air balloon.
It dates back to the French. When the French
oh, an elephant.
Yeah. When the French were in charge of Louisiana.
Pierre
raped people on elephants.
Pierre Sugarfingers Toussaint. Who was the most notorious pedophile in New Orleans? And I said, well, them boys. And he would ride his elephant around raping children.
He would find crying babies and cover his fingers in sugar and silence them by putting his mouth.
A guy discovered that law when he was reading the laws of Louisiana on audiobook.
A barrister.
Yeah, right. And then so he made that truck and he was like, this is my monster truck.
Wow.
Be a monster.
Oh, I see. Very nice.
That's the only other definition of monster. It's either Halloween or pedophile.
Yeah.
Or both in some situations.
Or that movie where Charlize Theron's ugly. Monster's Ball?
Yeah. Personally, I think
Monster.
She's really ugly in Mad Max Fury Road. I was so mad. Look, I'm a feminist like everybody else, but how dare she cut her hair?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No woman is ever allowed to have short hair.
So true.
Gavin McGinnis actually wrote that article.
Did he?
Oh, my God.
He did.
Well,
he was like, women with short hair is rape. You're raping me because it looks like a boy.
Oh, and I'm attracted to it. Is that his argument?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I just want to have doggy style sex with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In their ass and cover their pussy
in their ass.
Yeah, cover their pussy up with like
in your ass.
I like some nice short hair every once in a while.
I don't mind it.
I think all women are beautiful.
Yeah, I'm open-minded.
I
want to
have sex with them. Actually, I want some short hair. I want to get some short hair trim, boys.
Yeah.
And by that I mean fuck men.
Yeah, if you're a woman with short hair, you have to send naked pictures to Stavros through any of the social media outlets. Remember, it's progressive because you're disgusting.
Yeah.
So he's doing you a favor.
Yes. Stav Comedy.
He's actually
on
being
Twitter. Stav _ comedy on
he's
Snapchat.
He's being feminism by jacking
Stavvy Baby
off
too.
To you. Sexually.
Yeah. Well, by jacking off to Amber Rose, I'm a feminist.
Big news today, Stav can no longer serve in the United States military as a transgender American.
If you've beat off to too many transgender Americans.
Yeah.
I saw first that's hilarious. Like who gives a fuck? How did that start? Why is that an issue?
Because
he tweeted about it.
Why did he tweet about it?
Because he's trying... Because healthcare isn't going to...
Oh, this is his master... God, that's so fucking crazy.
Yeah, he just took like a fucking, you know...
He's changing the narrative. Wow.
Yeah.
He must be talking to that fucking Cajun motherfucker.
No, he just saw MASH for the first time, and he's really mad about Klinger. But you know what? It's weird. Used to watch MASH all the time.
Mm-hmm. The TV show.
Hawkeye was the guy who dressed.
No, Hawkeye is Alan Alda.
Oh, okay.
That's the main character.
Okay.
Klinger, right? Is the
Foxtrot? Foxy? Is there? There's one named Fox something, isn't there?
I don't know. I never really watched the show, but I've seen the movie.
I've never seen the movie.
Robert
Altman
movie.
And I did beat off to the lady in it.
The yeah. blonde lady?
Yeah, oh yeah.
She looks nice. Sugar titties. Pussy. That was her name, Sugar Walls, as they used to call her.
Listen here, Sugar Walls.
No, but you know what I never noticed watching that show is Radar's got like a fucked up
Radar.
Radar's got like a deformed baby arm.
And he's a surgeon?
No, he's the radio operator.
Oh, the radio guy.
Wait, yeah. Radar's the guy who dresses bad? Like a
no.
woman?
No, Klinger is the fucking one that wears women's clothes.
Okay.
But he's not trans. The character did that to get fucking like...
To get off the base?
Oh.
Yeah, so they thought they would think he was crazy.
A freak of nature.
They would think he has a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Dog, I saw a picture of like one, like a trans soldier, like a F to M, and he was just jacked as shit. Fucking big ass gun, and it's like, how much tougher is that person than all of
well,
us?
Well, did you see the SEAL
Team 6?
Well,
you can't
six,
say
dude?
That because then you're saying that women Lady? Aren't tough enough to be in.
No,
the
but what I'm saying is, it's harder to like fucking go from to look jacked as hell if you start as a woman, right?
The
Men
is,
have more
is,
testosterone.
I don't give
right?
a shit. There's no reason. There's no like argument
of
for.
Of course,
there's
I'm
no
just,
argument for like you know transgender people or even gay people should be allowed to be in the military because the military. By it,
that's
it's
the most
design
hilarious
part. Does bad shit.
That,
the
yeah.
only thing is, like, it is a source of income for people that wouldn't fucking
right,
be able
right,
to
right.
find work anyways. But like,
right.
you should be focused on fixing the economy and
absolutely.
There
I
should
mean,
be jobs for those people.
That is
and they
the
should
funniest
have protection in you know whatever workplace at McDonald's. They should be able to make enough money, you know, to pay their fucking rent or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know that is the irony here. Is that like it's just it's like fucking oh the military's it's like when everyone was sucking off the FBI and the CIA. It's like what these guys are good now. It's like we care about the fucking military.
Well,
it's just
yeah,
fucking,
it's,
it, and it's the same thing when they were like women just, can serve in combat roles. It's like is this really like the feminism that we wanted first? It's like you could have your titties out.
I didn't want
out.
Any feminism. I didn't want that. I was saying from the get-go, this is a bad idea. It's going to lead to trans people taking Chris Kyle's job. And I said, mark my words.
Mm.
And nobody marked them.
Well.
Would you? What about a trans sniper? Chris Kyle, maybe he was trans.
The that SEAL Team 6 woman.
SEAL Team Dicks.
She was like heavily decorated SEAL Team 6 and she's like trans now. She came out as trans afterwards.
Yeah.
But she looked like a hard motherfucker when she was in the SEAL Team. I got in trouble on Chapo.
Why?
When I did it because we were talking about Ben Shapiro and
who's
not
that
in
little,
trouble. Someone tweet one
who's
person
Ben
tweeted.
Ben Shapiro's that fucking little ass nerd.
Yeah, he's that nerd. But I talked about that video where he's on
the
dais
helicopter
with the helicopter pilot.
And there was this helicopter pilot. Yeah, it was like a non-helicopter pilot that became like a L.A. news helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
That covered the O.J.
Oh, shit.
She also covered like the Rodney King riots. And like
and,
she was like...
Yeah. And one, like, there was a helicopter accident, and the blades cut her dick off, and then became trans.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's what I...
Sav is going to think
that's what
true.
I thought happened.
Anyway, so she came out as trans, so I brought up... She was on
I
a
mean,
dais.
Well, hold on. You tell me that's not what happened? I mean,
no,
it makes so much sense.
She was on like a dais with Ben Shapiro, and Ben Shapiro. Was
I mean,
like,
you put one and two. You
I'm
fucking.
Thank you. I don't know anything about this story, but
yeah,
it seems
let's use a little bit of deductive reasoning. Yeah. There's a helicopter pilot whose dick comes off. I mean, what else happened? The helicopter landed on it, Adam? No. There's two sets of blades.
She, ever since she
he was sunbathing
little.
Nude up upside with his dick hard.
Ever since she was
and
young.
Someone fucking flipped it upside down.
She
and
felt like there was something different about her.
Anyway, yes.
Anyway, so she's on a dais with Ben Shapiro. And Ben Shapiro's
a roast
like,
dais?
Yeah, he's like, you can say you're a woman as much as you want, but that doesn't make you a woman.
Yeah, you're entitled to your opinions,
but
you're not...
I don't have to call you a woman.
Yeah, and then he, or she puts her, like, massive arms from, you know, manually spinning the helicopter blades to start it, you know, or whatever you have to do. And he goes, listen, sweetie.
I did not do the voice like that.
Listen, sweetie.
He's like, listen, sweetie.
If
like,
you fucking call me a man again, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
No, she said, listen, sweetie.
Adam, you did that?
Yeah, no,
Adam,
if
you
did keep,
that.
If you,
Adam went on Chapel
Adam,
and he
you
said,
were like, I'm
he said,
a fucking
he said, you know what,
when I
love,
quoted her,
putting their dicks in blenders.
No, I never said that.
It's a direct Adam Friedland quote.
Come on, man. You represent us whenever you fucking go out there.
No,
man.
When I was on Chapo, I did. I quoted her. Yeah. And someone said that I changed the pitch of my voice, which I think I listened back. I don't think I did that.
Which is accurate because your regular speaking voice already sounds like a dumb woman.
Yeah, it is.
You had to go, down a register to reach helicopter pilot woman.
It's so true.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that's
so
what you got in trouble for?
So someone was upset about...
And by trouble, you mean one person said it was bad?
I got, you know, some people were like, that's horrible or something.
Well, listen, man, you represent the show when you're out there.
Well, let me tell you right now.
Don't do any more transphobic
shit. Whoever said that...
I'll try not to.
...is a retard.
Yeah.
That's our professional rebuttal.
What do you think their sexual orientation is?
Injury? It was a trans woman. Who did it? It was a trans woman, I believe, who said that. But yeah, so I'm not apologizing for that.
Bad boy. The motherfucking bad boy.
I'll apologize for other things, but
sucking on my dick. Sucking on my dick and eating my ass. Bad boys.
Boy, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when I fuck your dick?
Either one works.
Yeah, it's nice.
Have you guys seen... I feel like I was on a streak of seeing a bunch of movies, but I think that ended. I don't think I've seen a movie in a while.
I just watched John Wick 2, I guess.
Good one. Fucking rules.
Yeah.
I love that the villains like hangout is just a museum.
Yeah.
They have like
people
a fucking
visit the museum and then in one of the rooms
they have
like
an industrial rock concert
that,
for villains.
Yeah, that one scene where him and Common are like having that shootout and then they go into that, I don't know where it is,
the secret
like, train station and they're just sort of like,
oh my god,
quietly shooting at each other.
Quiet shooting was the funniest fucking like secretly and no one's noticing the two guys are shooting guns.
Dude, that shit, that was like... that's so inventive. That's such an awesome scene.
It ruled. Yeah. That movie fucking rocks. John Wick is the best. Is my favorite action franchise. I know that's you know, people will argue or whatever, but like maybe it's because
a good one.
I think it's the best one, dude.
I haven't seen them in a while, but so I really like the Crank movies.
See, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're really sick, dude.
Crank is good. I mean, Statham is like a really good martial artist.
But those the guys that made it.
So is Keanu. I mean, that's why like all that like, choreography is great, is because Keanu is like dedicated to learning how to...
And he knows how to shoot guns for real. Have you seen those videos of him shooting guns and shit?
Yeah, yeah,
like doing obstacle courses?
Yeah. He learned all that shit. Although, it's funny, like... You watch John Wick 1 and then John Wick 2, and he does like the same move often where he'll put somebody in like a leg lock and then pop him in the top of the head.
He does it always, and I'm always happy when he does it. I don't give a fuck, dude. That shit rocks. I heard a rumor
It's like, he would probably do that if he's going through killing that many people at once, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard the rumor that there's the rumor that the third one is going to basically be like the fucking, the tower. Was that what it was called?
No, they're
or the raid, like
the raid,
Redemption.
Thailand movie.
Yeah, where he just goes up and he just has to kill a fucking...
That movie is sick.
Well,
that movie
complained about it because it's like a white guy, so it's gonna be they're changing it. Melissa McCarthy is gonna be
as Sean Spicer
as the new John Wick.
Dude, that was
Leslie Jones is the new John Wick, and she screams at people.
I just understood people being mad about Ghostbusters like that. Like if they made Keanu Melissa McCarthy, I would be...
What
I mean,
it
it's retarded.
No, what does it matter? Wait, so who cares if you completely change the cast of something?
I mean, if they made Jane Wick and it was tight, I guess I'd be down. Yeah. I do want to see Atomic Blonde. That shit looks tight.
Do you?
Have you seen it?
I've seen the posters in the subway.
It looks cool. The trailer looks cool. It basically does look like... Actually, I think Atomic Blonde is essentially Jane Wick. Like, it's essentially like...
Either you see Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, with Scarlett Johansson.
I read an Amazon review that said it's not bad.
I'd watch it.
Somebody said it reminded them of Blade Runner, which I...
You know what we should rewatch, which is like an amazing film?
Because they're stupid. Whoever said that is stupid.
I was talking about it the other day. It's incredible. And
Fern Gully.
Land
Before Time 2.
I haven't seen it in a minute, but we should watch the Michael Mann Miami Vice with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell. Dude, that movie is fucking sick.
Really? I'll watch it. I haven't seen
it. It was like another movie that was like panned. Like people were like, this fucking sucks, but...
Because it's too dark and
it
doesn't feel like Miami Vice.
No, it's Michael Mann's take on Miami Vice. It's more of a Michael Mann movie than...
Do you like him because his name's Mann? That's why you like
it's two.
Imagine
ass.
If his name was Man's Ass.
Adam looks at the box and he goes in Blockbuster and he takes the Michael Mann movie into the corner and just looks at the word Man and jacks off to it. Trying to avoid the security cameras. Just jacking off to the word Man.
Yeah, so you've never seen
that gay that the word Man gets you hard. Yeah. The word Man spelled differently in a person's name gets you hard.
Yeah. Sir, what are you doing with that copy of Thief?
That's a smart joke. That's a really smart joke.
What's you your bitch
really,
ass?
You guys really?
What's your dumb ass bitch ass? Gay ass Adam?
Yeah, rack up.
You guys, boy, pink hat on your knee ass motherfucker. What's your little posture ass like a woman? Fucking leg over your fucking dick.
Yeah, I'm just this is how I sit, man.
Shut up. Fuck, dude, I'm hungry as shit.
Yeah, too. I gotta do another smoothie before we go out.
No, let's go get dinner.
We're gonna get dinner.
We're gonna do both.
Wow.
I'm committed to gaining 200 pounds this year. Not hitting 200 pounds, gaining 200 pounds.
That's cool. Yeah. How are you going to do it?
I'm going to be, I promise the audience.
With vegetables?
I will be as jacked as The Rock in by December.
December.
I am going to gain 242 pounds.
Of pure muscle.
Of just
How tall is he? He's like 6'4", probably.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Dwayne, motherfucking, our next president, dude.
Dwayne the Brock Turner.
It would be fucking hilarious if he legitimately ran. No, dude.
Yeah, he is, I think.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
It'd be great if he ran, and all these fucking idiots voted for him, and they didn't realize he was a Republican. They're just like, yeah, The Rock, great. Or like if George Takei ran.
Yeah,
like, we're putting everyone in camps.
Take that, white people.
Grumpy Cat is putting everyone in camps.
Ken has cheeseburger concentration camps.
Something smells like cum in here.
Oh, sorry.
It's pasta.
You feel that?
It's my hard penis. And the
why does that pasta smell like cum?
Sometimes pasta smells like cum. Because
you guys
like
got
cum.
Molested by Italians?
Yeah. I said, an Italian man put a piece of spaghetti in his ass and made me suck the other end.
Like the fucking lady in the tram.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
it's so funny.
When the moon hits your lips like a big pizza pie, that's
La Bella Stuga.
Remember that one? Station.
Remember La Bella Stuga?
I do remember La Bella Stuga.
What a fucking song.
Hey, that's not the lyric.
La Bella Stuga.
I fucked up my back at the squat rack yesterday, guys.
Yeah, no, you did. What were you doing?
Cleaning it for a stronger guy.
With poor form.
You hurt your back deadlifting?
Wiping it down for a guy who bullied him.
Did you hurt your back while actually deadlifting, or you finished the set and then later your back hurt?
I woke up this morning and my back hurt really bad.
Yeah, then you didn't hurt your back dead. Let's just muscle tension.
Tightness?
Yeah. You just need to go get a massage. Go get a massage, fucking go to yoga or something. Foam roll the shit out of it next time you go to the gym.
I'm going to get a foam roller off of Amazon.
You going to get that kind of massage you like to get? The kind that sets some people back a couple, you know?
What are you talking about?
Keeps them enslaved? Is that the kind of massage you're going to get?
No. Let me get a massage for my girlfriend.
God, boys, we should go to Little Italy after this.
Little Italy sucks, dude. We got to go to the real Little Italy, which is in Arthur Avenue.
I would go.
In the Bronx.
Let's go to the Bronx right now.
Is Arthur Avenue where they make all the black
Arthur
memes?
Yeah. Arthur memes, yeah.
Very nice. Let's take a fucking Uber.
Yeah, but you know what would be a funny
that
meme?
Video in the Bronx?
You know what would be a funny meme that no one would get is you write TFW when... No, hold on. TFW, you get lost between the moon and New York City. And then it's the Arthur hand.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's
not
good.
Bad. That's pretty good. Yeah. I think a few people would get that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a real Chris Cross fan, you get it.
Mm-hmm. I was saying today that I'm transgender. Instead of transgender.
Trans?
Yeah, it's where I suck off other guys at EDM shows, but outside of that, I'm normal.
That's good.
I know a couple of fellas like that.
Oh yeah,
music
guys.
People guys that are music festival gay.
Oh yeah. Well, listen, man, you get a little Molly in your system.
Gay at music
festivals. Yeah, raves. I've met a couple of people like that let, you know, oh, yeah, I'll let some guy in a headdress jack me off.
I mean, it's a healthy way to get the sickness out of your body, dude.
That's
true. Like, it's like leeching. You know?
I'm only gay at raves.
That's what that song "Down with the Sickness" is. It's a very homophobic yet progressive song.
I feel like we've made a similar joke to the sickness being gayness.
Have we?
I mean, it just feels like something.
Imagine trying to do that kind of comedy on stage now.
Oh man!
I mean, going up, hey, you guys, hear that song? You know what I think it means? Boo!
I would love to see that.
My sister was molested, you piece of shit.
Sucking a dick inside of New York City.
God damn, I fucked up my back somehow.
Damn, you did too? Stole? Did you just steal that from Adam?
No, I just slept on my arm wrong.
That's a stolen bit. Yo, thanks a lot to everyone that came out on Monday.
Yeah.
Funny Moms, that was a really good show, by the way.
It was awesome.
And we're really happy with how these shows have been going. And we are going to be moving to twice a month.
Are we?
Yeah, in the fall.
You didn't tell us that, bitch.
Well, I'm telling you now. In the fall, we are moving to twice a month. The bad news is that
I will be dead by then.
Yeah.
And also,
I'm going to die in Greece.
I'm sorry for false advertisement.
I'm returning to the desert.
Our Italian American friend Mike Racine,
Italo,
friend of the show,
Italo American. In the 80s, they used to call themselves that.
The Italo Americans. Yeah.
You remember that?
He went to the wrong venue. He was supposed to be on the show, but we're going to get him on soon. We know you
fuck
guys
Racine.
Love him. Fuck him.
He's
seriously.
Listening right now.
Yeah.
Make me some meatballs, you fucking guinea cocksucker.
Let's go over to his house and make his girlfriend.
That's not
make
a bad idea.
Dinner.
Maybe we text Racine to get dinner with us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm fucking hungry, dude.
Anyway, yeah, so.
Oh, fuck. Did you guys see that fucking fake ass little kid letter?
Yeah, yeah, to Trump.
That shit was so funny.
Well, there was somebody who pretended their child wrote a letter to Trump.
I think so.
I think it was, yeah.
Remember, didn't... What
it
was
might
it
not have been
guy?
Fake, but...
I fucking... That is the one thing that pisses me off more than anything, is when it's like, you know, a video that starts like, say it again, what would you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
what was
yeah,
that
yeah,
thing
yeah.
you said? The boys should be able to play with the girls' toys, you know, and everyone's like, see, the child's at it, so it means it's right.
Well, it's always
never
like,
mind the fact that 95% of the other children in the world are racist
yeah.
pieces of shit.
The fake, like, oh, kids are the most discriminatory people in the world. Yeah.
That's all they know is, yeah. like, how do I fucking exclude people
yeah,
and categorize
yeah.
them?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but... It's always like the lib fake kid
pure.
Letters are always like way too eloquent for like a 7 year old.
Yeah.
And like the conservative ones are always like, this kid is like a fucking retard.
Yeah.
That was one of the,
yeah.
that was
then
one
you're
of the,
fired. Remember yeah. that one?
That was one of the first jokes I wrote when I was doing stand up.
Really?
About a billboard that was on Interstate 95 near Delaware. That had like a black kid and a white kid. They were like hugging each other and it was like, children don't see color. It was some PSA.
Oh yeah,
and then my tag my setup was like, which is an effective ad because sex sells.
Jesus Christ!
People would laugh at that because I was 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit.
16.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that pedophilia if you're 16 and fucking children?
Yes. What do you mean? Of course.
You know, by
That's
the
usually
law,
where they
you're
get
under
started.
18.
It is funny to think we talked about it before, but like. You know, being 16 and, like, fucking 15-year-olds.
Yeah, you fuck a child.
And then you remember that as an adult, and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
geez.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Whenever a girl says to me, she's like, yeah, I started real young. I was 13. I'm like,
yeah.
good God.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Dude, I dated a girl that was, like, she told me this fucking story one time about being in, like, English class in like sixth grade and just letting guys finger her in class.
Whoa.
She was like, yeah, I was thinking to my own classroom, and we had like open desks, and I couldn't imagine just the choreography of letting multiple people finger you in the classroom without the teacher being like, what's going on back there?
Who
is that fingering?
Why do you keep dropping your pencils in front of Alexa's desk?
Yeah, yeah. Don't stop fingering.
In middle school, like, there was this thing where girls, as like a thing, would all show their thongs. That like became a thing.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Sit in class
because that Cisco song.
We could probably because the thong song was big. Thong.
I remember that.
Baltimore's own baby, Cisco.
Yeah, I think I saw them at the Fudge Shop in the Inner
Harbor.
Yes,
you were talking about that.
Did Drew when they were Drew Hill?
Yeah,
yeah. I never realized that that was a neighborhood in Baltimore.
Druid Hill Park, my
bitch. I thought Cisco's name was Drew Hill, and that was like his backup
band. No.
Yeah, it was very confusing to me.
What's Cisco up to, dude? That silver hair? Why the fuck hasn't silver hair come back?
Dude, I was on the way home from the gym today,
and
I fell asleep last night watching this new Guy Fieri show. I don't know if it's new or not.
Guy's Grocery Games?
Guy's Grocery Games.
I fucking love Guy's Grocery Games.
It's the dumbest show.
I fucking love it.
I love it because, first of all, Diners, Drives, and Dives is already a stupid fucking show.
Horrible.
Very stupid. But Guy's Grocery Games is like, they're like, well, Chopped's more successful than us, so we're going to just do Chopped. But the guy's going to be there for some reason.
Yeah.
He's not a judge.
No.
He's not doing it.
He's the host. He's the presenter.
Yeah, he's like, well, all right, we're back on Triple D's, Triple G's, and the challenge today. And he thinks that's like the coolest name.
Absolutely.
And it's just call it the name of the show. I'm sure that's been a fight he's had with the producers.
Absolutely.
Numerous times. They're like, Guy, great. Everything's going great, but could you please say the actual name of the show and stop calling it Triple D, Triple G?
Yeah.
And shorting, you only have one thing to say. It's the name of the show, and could you please do it? And he's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to kid. But there's no reason for him to be there. He serves no purpose.
He's like the Smash Mouth of the culinary world.
He's the same. First of all, you see
and they're
Guy
both,
Fieri.
They're both Golden State Warriors
I didn't know anything
fans.
About him, but I saw him, and I said, I guarantee you this guy's got, from Northern California.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's got
he
that
is.
Fucking Northern California fatso vibe, that like, you know, San Jose.
They're like, yeah,
you know,
South Bay or
1998
Bay.
Forever,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, kind of fatso. And he's one of them.
Dude, the best part about him... Go ahead.
Well, sorry, but that show, there's literally shots where he's in the background, off mic, just like mumbling and saying things. That
it's
are
awesome.
Left on the show. He's just wandering around
yeah.
while everybody does stuff, because there's nowhere for him to fucking go
and
in
also,
that grocery store.
No one can cook. All the food is bullshit on
yeah,
grocery games.
Yeah.
It's not. They don't even have
it's
chefs.
It's all amateurs.
Yeah. They just
yeah.
have... Yeah, it's just like
home,
sloppy
home
joes and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And, the best
also,
part,
I don't understand the premise.
It's
like,
just shitty Chopped.
Well, I know, but with Chopped, it's like these are the ingredients
it's
you have access to.
Supermarket sweep.
It's like these are the ingredients you have access to. In this show, they're literally in a fucking grocery store.
No. There's
they put limits.
He puts
they're like you can't.
That's what I mean.
This, yeah.
Is that well, why are there limits? What's the point of being in a grocery store?
It's
well,
like
that's
supermarket
the fun part,
sweep.
Baby.
You got to like find the shit.
Yeah,
in the supermarket.
You got $19.07 to make a fucking dinner for two.
No, they have to have specific ingredients.
No, sometimes they do. My friend, you haven't watched as much Guy's
I've
Grocery Games as I have.
Enough to complain about it.
Yeah. Here's the best part, though, dude. He pronounced his name Fieri.
Yeah.
And he was born...
I'm Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri.
He was born Guy Fieri, and he pronounced it Fieri.
Yeah. I'm Guy Fieri. No, dude, he fucking... Here's how stupid he is. He changed his name back to Fieri for his wedding so he could honor his great Italian WAP grandfather...
Incredible.
Giuseppe
really?
Fieri in, like, a toast. In, like, a drunken toast at his wedding. But I just want to say that my grandfather... Father Giuseppe Ferreri.
Oh man, I do love Guy's Grocery Games though. You know what else I've been on recently? Master Chef Motherfucking Junior, dude.
See, I don't like cooking shows, but I am a big HGTV head. I love Property
I love
Brothers.
Cooking shows. No, I can't. I don't like that shit, dude.
Dude, the Property Brothers are my fucking.
Those
shit.
Are our different. Those are our different passions: woodworking and eating.
Yeah,
you know. I love me some damn fucking Master Chef.
But the thing
junior.
I love about yeah. the Property Brothers is there's zero charisma to either one
Absolutely,
of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're like
dead-eyed
emotionally flat. They're like, you know, when you work with somebody and they're doing an impression of what they think a cool person would
say or do.
Like when they employ sarcasm in that way where they're like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
yeah.
And you're like, what?
Well, they have that fake like... They're like a customer service agent, like at all times, like someone trying to upsell you.
No.
They're always like a waitress asking if you want dessert.
The contractor one definitely has like he was like a pyro in middle school, vibe,
yeah.
Where he like yeah. Well, look, Jonathan's got a bunch of lighters, dude. He's a total pyro.
Yeah, the kid with the Zippo.
Yeah,
how cool was that? Remember
fucking,
Zippo,
that was
dude?
So funny. Jonathan yeah. can make the Bic lighter spin. He could do a 360.
Oh, the kid who would take the fucking the thing off it and make the flame go big as shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Korean kids in my high school were really into like match and lighter tricks.
Really?
I don't know why.
Korean. Should we give Korean food?
The contractor dude
flushing,
is always
guys.
Always goes, no matter what episode, he's like, I'm going to go open floor plan on this.
Yeah.
You got to go open floor plan.
Yeah, and then he has one scene where he like drags a sawzall through some drywall, and then his team comes in
speaking
and does the real work.
Speaking of, I'm moving. Nick, there's a wall. It's got to go.
I'm going to Jonathan Scott the
Holy
shit out
fuck.
Of that.
I got to say.
We should do that.
I got to say.
Let's take a sledgehammer that
so
shit.
So there's like this, there's a wall, like there's a kitchen. You just, I want to fucking knock that shit down. Open floor plan, property brothers
plan,
style.
My bitch.
This shit's going to look so good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like I was talking to Max about it today and he's like, shit. I don't think there's
we should
any.
Do, that's actually, it's weird because I wrote a sketch for the show that we're producing called The Property and then it's the N-words. I don't want to say on the podcast because it won't make sense out of context.
I'm just saying if
we do the actual sketch, we'll be wearing prosthetics. So. Yeah. Well, it's not blackface, it's prosthetics. I mean, the nose will be bigger.
You have a sawzall?
It'll be, the lips will be bigger. It's not like just it's not a racist thing. I'm wearing
he's
the makeup.
He's not applying paint to his skin.
Right. It's not. I'm not doing a minstrel show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm method
yeah, yeah.
acting. You fucking piece
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's we're doing high. This
it's
is
a latex
all,
Tropic Thunder. Tropic
it's
Thunder.
It's all gonna be shot in 4K.
Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Tropic Thunder really hit that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Like that. Even two.
And it's
months.
Written by the fucking Mulholland Drive guy. How crazy is that?
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
Wait, David Lynch?
No. The actor Justin.
You guys
Theroux.
Aren't watching fucking
no.
No. It's so good.
Twin Peaks is gay.
Twin Peaks is... No, dude.
It still
original,
smells like cum in here.
The original I always thought was like corny.
Now it smells like a different cum. It smells like that tree that smells like cum.
Yeah, the yeah. DC cum trees, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
DC
no, they have
is covered
everywhere.
In cum
the
trees.
The Lower East Side has... If you go into like...
The, lower, the LES got the cum trees.
Yeah, if you
Boston's
go to like
them.
Clinton mm-hmm. Street is what I call it cum street.
Yeah.
During the springtime. You go down there, you get a nice big nose full of cum.
Yeah. Well, also, when I go down to Christopher Street,
we could go right
I just can't stop
Christopher!
Smelling cum.
Christopher, did you cum all over the street? Greasy.
Yeah, whenever I'm in the West Village, when at Stonewall, you know, it's just, it's
why
got
you
a real...
Stonewall?
Yeah. Just meeting some guys.
Just
you know,
hanging
just,
out.
Marge, this guy's like me. Smells like cum.
I was in the West Village when you guys were out of town and I took a picture. I was like, yeah, I'm getting a chance to finally explore the city while you guys are, you know, out of town.
Living life, dude. Doing acid by a pool.
I was out of clown.
Mm.
I went to Detroit to be with my clown. My
Oh, yes. We also have a
fucking wicked clown love.
In 2 to 4 days, whenever shipping arrives, the three of us got a big surprise for the fans.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be good.
You guys are going to love it.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
I'm a just, dildo to put in Adam's ass.
No, that's...
Oh, you know what I want to do? I want to get a mold of both of your asses mm-hmm. and then a mold of my dick. And then fuck your asses
what would you get
with
out
the mold
of
my dick.
What
it would be funny.
It would just be funny.
Wouldn't it be funny?
It's funny because your dick is already covered in mold.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
True.
Well, it's
the
clean.
End of it where
it's
like,
clean and nice.
You don't even have a dick. You just spilled a bunch of shit on your lap. It's just a stalactite made out of old
no,
pizza.
No, it's a nice penis. Thank you very much.
No, it looks like the head of an onion. I like the top
That's
of it.
Not bad. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
Onions
like,
are very
the top
flavorful
an
and a great ingredient
no,
for a lot of people.
I'm jealous, dude. I'm cut. And
exactly.
I
don't
like
be mad at me because you're mutilated.
I'm just saying that if I was
mutilated.
Uncut, listen,
Stav's
I had
asshole.
No choice.
Stav's dick looks like an asshole that like
no,
kissed a cold pole in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And then he tried to pull it off and he couldn't. And he got stretched out.
Yeah, it's like the fucking Christmas. What's it called? Christmas
story.
Story, yeah.
It looks sick. Like a calamari that's about to go out of the kitchen at a restaurant, and then the head waiter is like, "Don't serve that," and then they take it off and they quickly throw it in the garbage before
and then both
before
your,
it ruins the reputation.
Both your
of
loved
Olive
ones
Garden.
Suck on that little calamari.
That's amare.
Yeah,
dude.
You know what? I'm owning it. I'm owning it. Please, I'm gonna start calling my dick my calamari, dude. Come give my little calamari a suckle, dude. You want to suckle my little calamari?
I don't think anybody does.
That's
what
not
a,
true.
What
I'm
an
very
awful,
sexually desirable.
What an awful fate to be.
What?
To be
spend
sentenced.
Time with a loving, nice man like myself.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
That's not
go
what
to a
like.
Dinner.
They like to
see
be abused.
Some movies.
They like to not be looked at in the eye while you drink yourself to sleep.
The glory, the Mullen glory days. Yeah,
right. While Ringo.
Nick's describing the best
Ringo
relationship
plays.
He's ever been in.
I put on a copy of Cars 2 and drink myself to sleep at 5:30 p.m.
She's waiting. It's your anniversary.
She's just crying.
She's at the macaroni grill you convinced her to go to ironically waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, when they fucking undershoot, they think you're like your dad, but or their dad, but then you're like way worse. Yeah. This is a much shittier version.
Well, ladies, if your dad's a little cuddly motherfucker, you're in luck, because that's me. And if your dad is a woman, if you're raised by lesbians, you're in luck, because Adam's here also.
What do you mean? Oh, I am like a lesbian mother?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like
women like you because you remind them of their mom.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, The Kids, They're All Right?
Oh, the when Julianne Moore gets that punani worked over by Ruffalo?
Yeah, Mark
the Ruffalo.
Mark Pipes.
Mark Pipes up.
A lot of people were upset. Mark Pipes Ruffalo.
Mark Pipes Ruffalo, baby.
Yeah, a lot of people were upset about that. They were like,
you know, that she fucked a guy. How about a movie called Chodiak? Where it's a guy going around town raping people with a fucking... Oh, a 3-inch long, 9-inch wide dick.
Jody.
I will keep fucking until the San Francisco Times publishes a picture of my dick, life size, on the front page.
Chodiak, that's very good.
Thanks, man.
What did we have at the live one? It was some... Another care, a very good character.
Oh, it was that?
That was a really hot 30 minutes.
I know. You know what? I have it on my phone. I haven't listened to it.
Should we? We should put it up even on a cell phone recording as bonus
quality.
Bonus.
We'll see.
Yeah, because people would bitch about me the audio quality of the live shows, and it's like, I don't know how to make it any better.
Right.
People
are upset we don't post them anymore.
Well, we should at least post our version.
Our little, like, 20, 30 minutes.
We should
minutes.
At least open
yeah.
our
This month it was good.
Yeah. I felt bad because it would make the comics sound like they were bombing because I couldn't get the audience right.
Well, that's why I'm saying
recorder.
We should just do our thing from now on.
Yeah, if you weren't at the show, you missed our hot Chester Bennington chunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty good.
We did have some good riffs on Chester. R.I.P. God needed another front man.
R.I.P. to a legend.
God was tired of listening to
Soundgarden.
Yeah,
we had a couple of Chester bangers in there.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it have been Chester Cheetah? Did we say that?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. That's a new one.
But also never say that about Chester Cheetah.
Well, he can't die.
I love Chester.
You know what's a funny Family Guy joke is when he's like, I forget even the setup, but it's just Chester the Cheetah doing cocaine and listening to Rush.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. But it's Cheeto dust, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
That is a great joke. Remember calling someone Chester the Molester growing up?
Yeah.
That was a great bit.
Well, we got a new Chester Cheeto in town, folks. President Donald J.
Uh-oh.
Trump. Yep, I went there. I'm political.
Covered in Cheeto dust.
Excuse me, you Cheeto faced.
The commander in Cheeto. Hashtag the resistance.
We got him.
We're going to resist him by not particularly changing any aspect of our lives. Because we're rich New
and
Yorkers
comfortable.
With rich parents who never really had to worry about anything anyways.
And we'll never and be willing to change.
Casually cruise into TV writing jobs that were given to us.
Because our parents paid
Unlike
our rent.
Unlike us who worked. For our casual TV jobs.
Yeah, I had to be a paralegal for 8 years.
Oh, I love fucking eating ass.
Yeah,
You've been eating ass?
I've been taking some swipes recently.
I got a creative, constructive criticism on the show that Stav doesn't ask the have you been fucking question.
I'm sorry.
I hate that question.
Yeah. That's a great question.
It's so obviously we've run out of things
to talk about. It absolutely is not that question.
That's
I really want to know. If,
I have
here's the
such
problem.
Every time you say that shit, I fucking
no,
cringe.
Well, anytime he says that, I get in trouble because I like share too much.
Here's the problem, dude. That's because you don't... Dude, that's the difference between us. I'm an empathetic man, dude. I want to hear how my boys are fucking.
I want to riff.
I want to know how
I want to have the greatest comedy.
I want to riff.
I want to rape.
There you go. Wow, he just crushed you. This is why you're so bad at the songs, dude.
What?
I want to rape. I want to rape.
How long have we been doing? That's pretty good.
That's good.
Write that one down, folks. Whatever autistic cum boy has been compiling all the fake songs. I want that on the spreadsheet.
Another 11 minutes.
Oh, consentatory. That's another good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the live show.
Consentatori.
Hey, consentatori.
The one Italian man that doesn't rape.
The respectful
there
Italian.
Was some Japanese thing we were doing. Maybe it was Japanese-Italian.
I love that like people just think definitively. They're like, rape jokes are not funny. You can't do them. And then you can just still be a guy that's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to continue doing them. Yeah. And there's really nothing they can do about it.
Absolutely nothing.
Continue to enjoy your life. You just don't have to argue with them about it. You just move
Who
on.
Who would get mad about going, I want to rape?
A million people.
Yeah.
What?
Millions of people.
Probably more
been,
than 50% of America.
Yeah, that's, that have been programmed to think that in no circumstance is it ever okay to mention it in a fucking humorous context. Because that was decided, you know, 3 years ago online, and that's just how it is, Doc.
Yeah. I suppose that's correct. Well, Adam, you brought it up. Have you been fucking?
Have you been raping? That's well, what's the real question.
Have I been raped? Is that your question?
No.
In the last week, no.
I've been raped! All right, now he's a guy. I've been raped!
You're like, are you okay, man? Well, did I sing the song wrong again? Oh, shit. Yeah, no, it's just a tie. I messed up. I didn't mean to sing it that way.
Yeah, I done had sex with the earring. I
you
done
had
also
the
had
on?
Been at the gym with the earring. You know, I went to the gym the first time with
you
the
command respect.
That's, that's where both of those things happen.
Yeah.
Fucking locker room.
Yep.
I caught.
Where you accidentally stepped
stone.
Into the leftmost shower. Which is reserved for casual encounters.
Caught up with my
lifters.
Old friend Gianni, and he taught
Gianni
me how to explode through the hips. Mm.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking
through
about.
The hips and the sphincter.
Yo, how could I fucking quit you, bro?
That would be so good. A fucking Brokeback Mountain with Italians.
Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
What Brokeback is? Mountain.
Well,
yeah.
You
yeah.
literally have a broken back from squatting.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
True.
It's true.
So it's a new... Yeah, I've never seen Brokeback Mountain.
It was not
Neither
from squatting weights. I'll say that
I've never seen it either. But I feel like
I've seen
see
Brokeback
it
Mountain. It's boring as shit.
Doesn't he spit on
I
his hand
say.
And put it in his ass?
Yeah, when they're in the tent. Yeah, I saw that movie. I saw that movie when I was 19 in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was called
Har
Brokeback.
Was that the first time you hooked up with a guy?
No, but I watched
you know what's
it.
You know what's so funny? Is Israel a movie name? Is Puss in Boots is just called Shrek's Cat.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the Israeli title of Puss in Boots.
That fucking rules.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, honestly, I gotta say, like, maybe this is an unwoke take, but it's a pretty boring movie. It's like too slow.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to cry.
You're supposed to cry.
Yeah. Any movie that's got like
it's not bad, but it's like it's just it's a little too boring.
You think I heard they actually had sex?
Penetrative?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well,
who
that's,
was the top? And
that's
who was
how
the
Heath Ledger died, dude.
Was Heath bottoming?
Mm-hmm. Heath was top,
of course.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is probably. Don't people
G
say
bottom.
He's gay?
No.
People
I say
he's
say
gay.
It. I say it all
people
the time.
People say he's gay.
Don't say that about him, dude.
Wasn't he dating Taylor Swift?
We're
or
gonna
something?
Get sued.
I was on the train and I spotted across the train. It was packed, and some guy had a little Best Buy bag, and I saw the top of. Nightcrawler coming out of the bag, and I yelled across the train. I said, "That guy's gay." And everyone was like, "What?" And I was like, that, "The movie you have, that it's a gay guy." And then you know, I got off at the. They made me get off at the next.
Oh, really? Yeah. They made the conductor kicked you out.
Yeah. Wasn't Jake
imagine G being such a nuisance? Literally, homeless people shit and beat off on the train. Imagine getting bounced off a fucking MTA train.
Oh, you know. Have you guys, you know what I read recently? I read that Pussy Posse article a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you've talked about it a bunch.
So there's this girl who they talk about that Leo fucks. And they're like, yeah, she's like a prep school New York City girl. And when she was in high school, she kept like dating drug dealers from the Bronx and Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And like she was like the bad girl in her class. So I Googled her to see if she's hot.
Is she hot?
It's Donald Trump Jr.'s wife.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God.
Shut
dude.
The fuck
I
up.
I swear to God, she's mentioned in the Pussy Posse
no.
article.
Really?
Yeah,
are you making that up?
Yeah, the New York Magazine
Holy
from like 97
shit.
Or 96.
She used to fuck like a Bronx drug
dealer. She got run through by the Pussy
by
Posse.
The whole team?
Hold on.
And
we gotta
used
be,
to fuck.
We got to be real careful here because you described that as your discovery.
I
did someone else tell you that Donald Trump Jr.'s wife was the Pussy Posse woman.
No, I
or
read
was that an organic piece of reporting by Adam Friedman?
No, first of all, it, this would be your in first, an article.
This would be your first big scoop.
No, yeah. It's a scoop. I claim complete really responsibility claim, for it.
Have you tweeted it yet?
No. Why?
Well, if he claims responsibility for it, you know for sure his ass stole that shit.
Stole it from who?
Fucking Cronkite.
It's a fun make it.
Cronkite.
Cronkite. The president is dead. By the way, Donald Trump Jr.'s wife got
ran through by some Moroccan goons in the Bronx.
Got fucked by some Puerto Rican drug dealers in the 90s. When she was 15.
Rules.
Yeah, it rules,
so
right?
So you think he gets cucked now? He must.
They have like 20 kids.
He must get cucked.
They have a million kids.
But he must get cucked by black eyes.
I mean, he looks really stupid.
Don Jr. is the one with the black hair or the blonde hair?
Black hair.
Yeah, but half those kids are actually Donald Sr.'s kids. He enacted prima noctis.
Yeah. That's probably true.
On his own children.
True. Literally, he would. Like, in two
he
generations.
His son.
In a world where there's, like, no laws, Donald Trump definitely absolutely fucks his daughter.
I mean, that guy sucks
and
so bad
gets
that
prima noctis on all his son's wives.
That guy sucks so bad that Donald constantly shows Jared favoritism over him. That's how bad.
Imagine
that guy sucks.
Yeah, how much of a bitch asses both your sons are.
Yeah, I mean, for also, Jared to be for you to have to find a new son and it's fucking Jared.
He's probably just jealous Jared gets to fuck Ivanka, dude. You think he ever sucks Jared's dick freshly after he fucks Ivanka because the pussy juice is still on there?
It's like, hey, commendatory, fuck my daughter.
I call him Drumpf.
Oh, good. That's
Whoa.
Good.
The resistance.
That is Whoa. Resisting on your part. Computer, turn the lights on. Turn your lights on, dude.
How do we get them to go on? Nick has been wearing a pussy hat this whole episode. We haven't mentioned it.
What?
A pussy hat?
Yeah, no, I'm just
kidding. Oh, the pink pussy hat.
The pink pussy hat, yeah.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. That's the Pink Panther. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
Suck my dick. My dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. I'm dead.
Woo! Woo!
Respect of U.S. military ban on transgender troops remains to be seen. How is that a headline?
I don't know.
Something's going to happen. I don't know what
it is. We going to riff on some headlines? The topical portion?
Yeah, sure. Opinion, Dana Perino, advice for Sarah Huckabee Sanders from one female press secretary to another.
Uh-oh. Wait, she's Mike Huckabee's daughter?
Yeah, well, she's Bernie Sanders and Mike Huckabee's
I made that joke.
I made that joke. Dude, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, come on.
It's right there in their
You're
going to
take the credit for that.
I made that joke that
I was
obvious
the first. I was the
joke.
First. I was the first.
I was
the
retard.
First. You know, another one I made up, the plane should be made
out of the
out
black,
of black box.
Box.
Mm.
No, that one's actually
I, you know, here's what I made up. The plane should be made out of the Quran.
Hey.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
There we go.
You're
you
going to fly that fucking piece of shit book, the pedophile. I love when people like
they say it's pedophile.
Yeah, they're like Muhammad was a pedophile. Like you didn't read the Quran.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
not.
In there.
But so I guess Muhammad fucked. Is that what happens?
Muhammad.
Yeah, everyone was a pedophile up until like 1980.
Yeah, but Jesus didn't fuck.
Muhammad
my dude.
Smoked weed though.
Actually,
Tom Myers has a bit
books.
About it. He's like, you know, people say that Muhammad.
You see that exchange on Twitter between that guy and Tom
so
Myers?
Good.
Yeah. Growing
so
up in good. Reisterstown, yeah. You were my favorite comic.
Tom's poor ass literally believed it. No, but did you see what he said? They were like, what's your most memorable experience of
comedy?
When he did that strip club in Vegas. And there are pictures of Tom at that gig with strippers. They're online. You can find them. They're, at least they're on Facebook. That are unbelievably funny.
It's so funny
casinos.
That he's so like trapped in that delusional world that he thinks that would be like a serious inquiry from somebody.
No, he thinks you're sicking people on him. You're sicking friends
but
on him.
He believed that was real. He believed that there was a fan.
No, that's what I thought. Yeah.
First of all, how long has Tom been doing comedy? Let's say 10 years, right? So someone growing up as a child idolized Tom Myers. Oh, my boy's eating edamame. Yeah, Tom did DM me. Guys, please stop harassing Tom Myers. He said, he said he'll never appear on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love him, dude. I love him.
I invited him on.
Whom you actively engage in making fun of him.
No,
that's the kind
of
shit that I fucking hate the people
no,
do.
No,
they're
no,
like,
no.
Oh, this autistic guy that I gawk at. People do that with BB.
BB, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it with all this shit where you're making fun of and exploiting a retarded person. Just fucking
have the
fucking courage to say
that's what you're doing.
Right. Stop pretending like you have some affection for him.
I accept that, but I also think that there is something...
I am happy.
There is something
Tom.
Like there is some sort of comedic, there not comedic merit, but there is some sort of artistic merit to someone continuously running. Like it's like
Sisyphus,
like rolling the boulder up the hill.
Sisyphus.
He's yeah. like literally every single one of his jokes is like he has a premise.
Well,
like what's
that Mickey Coachella video?
Yeah, the
Mickey
Coachella video.
Holy shit, Tom Myers!
Yeah, yeah,
you are the world's worst comedian.
Yeah, he every single punchline. Is such a letdown.
Dude, poor Mickey's on some weird, like, internet radio shit or some shit. I don't know what's going on. He had some vape shops.
I mean, he probably was making, like, he has to be loaded.
On 98 Rock?
I don't think so, man. No,
then he didn't, I can't imagine that you would be on, like, you would be the biggest voice on a fucking, like, multi-market.
He wasn't on that long. It was only, like, 4 or 5 years.
No, it was
he's
longer.
He's probably
than that,
making
dude.
Six figures.
No, it's got to be longer than that because I used to listen to Mickey and Amelia.
They had the afternoon show. He was only on the morning show for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but the afternoon show, you still make fucking money.
I think so.
I used to listen to Mickey and Amelia for like years. I listened to that
yeah.
show.
Any daily,
it was actually not a bad show. He's
I know,
a good.
I liked
he's a good
it.
Broadcaster.
Yeah, he is. I fucked with that show.
Yeah. Now no, but I remember. I think I was talking to Joe Robinson about it one time because Joe was employed by them,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Yeah, he's got to make like." It's a lot of money. It's six figures.
You think so?
Yeah, dude.
I think if you're like morning zoo
morning
radio,
yeah, yeah.
you make
yeah.
six
but
figures.
But the guy's got a bunch
in
of
a
fucking
major
kids
city,
and, shit.
And it's like 98 Rock is the biggest radio station there, and it competes with DC 101.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how much longer do you think there's gonna like a rock station's gonna do? People listen to
well, people are in the car,
but like old,
yeah.
Who I don't listen to rock stations. Do you know what I mean?
Rock like, stations,
like that kind yeah. of format.
You also don't really commute.
That's true.
Yeah,
I mean
people,
young, do
in the
young
mornings.
People listen to that?
I would listen to that shit all the time, and it wasn't because like, ooh, I got to hear Mickey and Amelia. It's because I'd be driving home from
right,
work.
Right, right. But now people are doing podcasts.
They are doing podcasts, but I guarantee you, if I had to drive every day, I wouldn't fucking download podcasts
that's true.
To listen to
you're
on
right.
my commute. I would just listen to whatever's on the radio. I used to despise Elliot in the Morning. I fucking hated that show.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I would,
that guy's got a real annoying laugh.
I would yeah, he does. I would listen to it every day.
Yeah.
You know?
I listen to the Junkies. You ever fuck with the Sports Junkies, dude?
No, I would do only
they would say Donkey.
I would only listen to fucking Elliot and Mickey and Amelia,
Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Junkies were on HFS.
And the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Oh, that one's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
Ricky Smiley, did you ever catch him, or were you gone by the time they started syndicating him? The Ricky Smiley Morning Show?
I don't know. I don't
sure
know that one,
dude. You ever, Adam, what morning shows did you listen to as a child?
I listened to Stern a lot when I was a kid. Yeah.
I never did.
And
my
then
mom
I
never
listened
would
to
let me.
Well, in Vegas, they had
no,
drive time magicians, radio magicians.
My friend's dad
they,
used to drive
and
us,
and they would do a radio version of card tricks, which was somehow entertaining. People would listen to it.
My friend's dad
go,
used to drive
okay,
us,
but now he's showing us the card. Amazing,
and
it's
it actually
card.
Is the one.
It's the right one.
Take our word for it.
I'm seeing Tommy at a wedding. Next weekend.
You're seeing
the rabbi? Day. The good rabbi?
The street magician. Yeah.
The good rabbi?
Yeah, I'm going to L.A. for a wedding next weekend.
God damn.
Did I ever tell you my theory that David Blaine is the fourth property brother?
David Blaine is in the Pussy Posse.
Yeah?
Also mentioned in
is
the Pussy Posse
is this another scoop
article.
Of yours?
David Blaine
it's
does
a scoop.
Fuck. It seems like he fucks.
David Blaine fucks a tremendous amount.
Yeah.
A tremendous.
Oh, of course.
Magicians do. All magicians do. David Copperfield fucked Claudia Schiffer, dude.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a magic thing that they make panties disappear.
Yeah, dude. There was a kid in my school that was he would do card tricks, you know, he'd always wear the tuxedo to every class and he'd do card tricks and they caught him with like a shit ton of roofies. So, I mean, you know they fuck.
Yeah, I think there definitely is some sort of cross section between magic and PUA culture. You know, they're both trying to like run one over on people,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh yeah, rub one out on people.
Rub one out.
Do you ever just beat off on someone?
Like after, like to pull out and then come on someone? Yeah, that's like a normal sex thing.
I am asking.
It's not beating off on someone.
I mean,
it's
sometimes it's a little longer than immediately, you know?
Oh, I like to leave it until the last second.
I've straight up just jacked off on people before.
Me too.
Oh, like mutual masturbation?
Bus. No.
Oh, just strangers on the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like to just hang glide, and I beat off while I'm hang gliding, and then wherever my cum lands, they think, they think like, a bird shit on them. Yeah.
Damn seagulls. They're like, what is that, an eclipse?
It has to happen.
I didn't know there was supposed to be a lunar, a total lunar eclipse today. No, it's some morbidly obese man jacking off his side. Hopefully he didn't have anything to do with that seagull that just shit on me.
That's how I want to go out, dude. I want to fucking die beating off.
It has to have happened one time. A guy beating off on a hang glider. Yeah, yeah.
For sure. And if not, I'm going to be the first. No, where's the Guinness Book of World Records for most times jacked off while hang gliding?
Well, some Korean guy killed himself jacking off too much.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
just in general, not a hang glider.
I think there was also a story about a Brazilian kid that like fucking locked himself in his room and jacked off like 72 times in one day, and then his mom like opened the door and he's just dead.
And his fucking like pink ass dick, his like rug burned cock.
That shit's hilarious. Because I mean, after
a true soldier salute.
I don't think I've ever come more than like 5 or 6 times in a 24-hour window.
Oh yeah, that's
I think in middle school I hit 7 or 8.
And once you start crossing that line,
it hurts.
It's not that your dick hurts. I mean, you can get through that. It's like physically exhausted.
Yeah. Yes.
You get like chest pains and shit.
And your dick like pumps out a couple dry ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like
your dick's the dry trying. Ones kind of hurt.
Yeah.
I saw
yeah.
some shit on Reddit that was like. I don't know what the subreddit was, but it was like it was like ogre cabins or something, or it was like fucking fail basements. It was like a listing of fat guys that are like, check out my setup, computer room. Somebody had like a computer set up, and then on the desk was like a toilet paper roll, like the holder.
Installed. Oh my god! So
the toilet paper roll just sits there, fucking jack
off. Lotion.
Hell yeah, dude!
Fucking jack off.
My man fucking took some power tools to that motherfucker.
That's a good setup, dude. We should celebrate him. Yeah, honor him.
Yeah, but there was one. It was like a schematic of like. A design for like, you know, a gaming area, and it was a room you could seal yourself in, like, you know, like fucking came out like 3 feet from the wall, mm-hmm. like a photo booth almost, with a recliner chair, and then there was something that attached to the guy's dick in the drawing that just said urine collector / ejaculator.
Oh no, what the fuck?
This thing you just piss and
he likes to game that much? Yeah,
big fat guy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that shit made me laugh.
People
so
game,
so
do people game in sad. Diapers?
That is tragic, dude.
Do people get diped up to game?
That guy planned. He fucking fired up AutoCAD 3D and put a thing to beat off and
hell
piss.
Yeah.
But it's just like the idea that like, because imagine it's by the thing- off chance he meets some like 80-pound blue hair woman who's
right.
the kind of woman that fucks a guy like that.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
then she comes over and sees the dick sucking machine.
Yeah.
She's like, never mind. I'm going home. I think I could stay here. And then he just fucking blew his only shot to fucking get a nut off.
Nah, that woman would see that and like himself. That.
Would she?
Yeah, dude. They're gonna fuck that, dude. They're gonna get those fucking...
Yeah.
Well, but it's exactly like I expected. Yeah. Like, it's one thing to every once in a while piss in a Gatorade bottle, but sure. to fucking plan it out is wild, dude. Although I've never beat off into a Gatorade bottle.
No. No, I can't say I have either.
I can't say that I have. Okay, how about this? Where's the strangest place you've beat off into?
I jacked off in the woods one time.
That's good.
Into the woods?
Well, I was into
the play?
I was walking around in the woods, and I was like, I could just jack off out here.
That's what the woods are for. They're woods. Dude.
I used to beat off. This isn't super strange.
I did it while driving.
Oh, whoa.
I was, like, speeding.
I've beat off
one time. I was speeding, and I was like, I should jack off right now, and I jacked off, just nutted all over the steering wheel.
Were you turned on by the horsepower?
No, it was just, like, a funny thing to do.
I went on a run from, like, I'd say about 16 to maybe 19, where I felt like at first I thought it was funny, and then I had a compulsive thing where I had to jack off on planes.
Really?
Yeah. Because I get bored, because I'd like fly like cross country, and then when you're like 16, your libido's like super high. Like 5 hours is like a long time to go and not think about that. Jacking off. Yeah. So I jacked off. I've jacked off on plenty of planes. I got walked in on one time, and I fucking elbowed the door back. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was so scary. I don't think they could tell I was jacking off, but I fucking elbowed the door back. It was this old lady, like,
opening up. They could probably tell, because you had your legs pulled up over your head.
And then the old lady goes in there.
I was sucking my own dick.
You're trying to beat off into your own
face. I was doing a self-suck in an airplane bathroom.
The old lady goes in there after you and just starts flicking her.
I hope no one finds out I do this.
Her old long clit. Do old ladies' clits get longer?
Yeah. They get, I think, more dignified.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's funny.
That's my opinion.
Have you ever seen that picture of that old woman's pussy, but if you turn it upside down, it's a beautiful young woman's pussy?
It's all about perspective, man.
It's an optical illusion.
Very, very nicely done. That is beautiful.
That is Picasso, I believe. Greatest painter.
Shut up, bitch.
Suck-coxo.
What, you, it's not?
Yeah, no, he's not.
It's definitely not, is it?
Picasso's not the best painter of all time.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's. Who is, then? The most famous one.
Banksy.
Jim Davis.
No, the guy did Family Circus.
Yeah, that's it.
Another gay Jim.
Those Indian guys in Times Square that'll draw your daughter with a big nose.
What about those bullshit, like, spray paint that's the moon, but they just smear shit? It's like, that shit's is not so cool at all, dude.
It's so funny, the shit that's like, I guess, I mean, maybe if, because I do it when I'm out of town, I'll go to, like, the, you know, fucking.
Touristy place?
Yeah, the touristy place, because fuck it, why not? But, like,
they write your name
on
rice?
Just being tricked.
I know, dude.
It's so funny.
You know those, remember there was a thing where they'd, like, make your name, it was like a, you'd get, like, a painting or, like, a framed thing, your name out of, like, dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember
you probably
that?
Did that because you like stuff like that.
No, I wasn't into that.
You're
shit,
like,
dude.
Daddy, can I get the dolphin name?
Daddy.
No, I used
He's
to
like, stop being queer.
I used
get
to ask
the
my parents,
boy dolphins, the sharks.
I used to always ask my parents.
He got you in with dolphins and then fed it to sharks. He made you watch him destroy it.
I fucking hurt my ball scratching them just now, so I think we have to end the show.
That's what do you fair. Mean you hurt them? You hurt the actual testicle or
tooth off a scratch?
I scratched too hard, my balls.
I do that sometimes.
And I'm sick to my stomach.
Sometimes I'll spread my balls out, like real stretch them out and get a nice scratch. You guys ever do that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I like to put a bunch of those rubber bands you use to keep lobsters from pinching you.
Yeah.
Around my ball sack.
I like to just take clothespins and put my balls on a line and just let them, you know? Yeah. Really stretch them out till they're translucent.
Me too.
Yeah, know? Ball stretching is like a fetish thing, right?
And then get a back scratcher. That would actually probably feel really good. I know we're doing bits, but if you were to stretch your nutsack out and then have someone go at it with a back scratcher, that would feel good. And that's the show, everyone.
All right, good night.